A study has examined the preparedness of agriculture sector, discovering how many farmers believe they're protected from an attack when they're actually not. Rural editor Eddie Summerfield spoke with BDO Australia's cybersecurity partner, John Borchi.
Part of the problem was we didn't have a good understanding of the technology take-up across the industry, what considerations were being made for the cyber component, and across the small, medium and large, who was doing what and who was across it more, so we can learn from them as well. So this report gives us a good big picture of what's happening across the small, medium, large in the agriculture, forestry and fishing. And what this does is give us the first step to know, you know, where are the good things that are happening, where are the shortfalls and what we can do about it. So a quick summary is that the people that we've engaged, I think, have a higher level of confidence in their understanding of cyber than they're actually putting in. So what that means is they think they're across it, but they're not doing the basic stuff that needs to happen. So things like antivirus might be in and they've got a password, but they don't know how to recognize a bad email that's coming to them. Or they don't have people trained to work out, you know, what happens if someone changes their invoice details over the phone and says, you know, can you start paying into this new account, which is called business email compromise, and that happens quite a lot. So what we've seen in the sector is that the cyber attacks have started, and you know, there's a couple of examples in the last 12 months. And they've had some considerable impact on those organisations. So we want to be in the right place so that this doesn't continue to happen moving forward.
How susceptible to a cyber attack are industries in an agriculture sense? The two you allude to there, obviously most recently, JBS, that was a global cyber attack, and they ended up paying off the hackers. And then last year we saw the wool auctions in Australia and New Zealand both turned offline for a number of weeks because they were hacked. Is it a broad problem for agricultural and farming organisations and markets?
Yeah, I think it's an issue for all sectors. What the what the situation is now is that with the take-up of technology and the reliance on that technology and the information that flows within it, the hackers don't really... There's two types of attacks. One is non-targeted and one is targeted. So those organisations fell for potentially non-targeted attacks. So an email campaign sent out to hundreds of thousands of people. And then if someone in the company clicks on that email, downloads the bad software, and then bad things happen. So that is something that we want people to be aware of, that it can happen to anyone, and the hackers get your email details off the internet. They can buy it off dark web sites where they just pay an amount of money and get access to people's information. And what's really going to impact the industry predominantly. The targeted is for more you know, malicious activity where someone knows that you've got sensitive information about a new product or a way that you're farming that's going to revolutionize the industry, and they want to know what that is. So you become a target to that, and they can use different techniques to try and get you to hand over that information or to break into your organisation.
BDO Australia cybersecurity partner John Borchi. If you have a story, please email us the address ruralnews@radio.9.com.au, or you can follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews.